Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Gutthelf is here, too. Jeff is a member of our Brain Trust. He's a lean thinking and design evangelist, and he's talking about, he spends his time talking to companies about collaborating and improving their productivity and their efficiencies. And he and Josh Seiden, wrote a book called Sense and Response, How Successful Organizations Listen to Customers and Create New Products Continuously. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about how organizations are taking advantage of the ability to have regular conversations, how companies can have regular conversations with their customers, leveraging technology to do so, and then what they're doing with that information, because it's such a tremendous inflow, like a fire hose.
You're talking about data mining.
Data mining, but not just quantitative data, but qualitative data as well, like understanding why people are behaving certain ways. And it's amazing to me all the capabilities that organizations, that companies have today to take advantage of learning about their market and their audiences and their customers, and then not do anything with that information.
Right. Well, the biggest problem is getting small business owners to think that analytically.
Yeah, and it's really not that hard. There's so many tools available to small business owners that are user friendly, that are free or extremely cheap, and that really start to give you a sense of how people are interacting, at least with a digital product that you're putting out there, your website, your app, any kind of social media marketing that you're doing.
Well, absolutely, and this is a level of sophistication, a level of analytical, a level of technology that most small businesses, and I'm talking about Main Street small businesses, it's just not fun. You know, fun is waiting on customers and taking their money. This, you're talking about homework, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? That's exactly right. This is homework. This is what you do after you've closed up the shop and you've gone home, and you kind of want to see why those customers come in. Now, obviously, they're the people who are going to continue to come in that know you, that you know, that you've built a relationship with, a rapport with over the years. But how do you get more of those people? Like, how do you get new people in the door to try your services and your product and whatever it is that you're offering the folks? And I think that's the opportunity that small businesses have here.
Well, the thing that I've been trying to get across to them, and we talked about it in the last hour, with a guy who helps people sell their businesses. And what I've been saying is that whether it's dealing with your customers or your somebody who might buy your business, you've got to be in the race. You don't have to win the race, but you got to run in the race. What do you think?
Yeah, look, the conversation can't end when your customer leaves the store, right? When they go home or when you go home.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
The conversation with your customers cannot end when they leave your place of business.
But that's classic small business. Not doing that.
Yes, not doing that is classic small business. And I think that small business has such a tremendous opportunity right now to continue that conversation after people leave the store, whether it's through a regular email newsletter that you send them once a week, you know, in replacement of the print brochure or the circular or the flyer, right? And as you get to know your customers, you can actually refine those communications to be much more targeted and much more meaningful. And again, it's homework, but no, it's not complicated, and it's not difficult to get started, and it's not expensive.
Well, it's the new Madison Avenue, folks. You know, in the 20th century, Madison Avenue was all about call to action ads and blitz, you know, media blitzes and things like that. Today, customers are more in control. I wrote a whole book about that. They're more in control. They're self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you before you even know they exist. They're giving all kinds of permission for you to follow up with them and talk to them, and they're expecting that, aren't they, Jeff?
They are. And, you know, it's interesting, right? So there's the customers that you've had for years, and you're going to have a relationship with those folks, and they're going to come back and see you again and again and again. But it does not necessarily mean that those customers are safe from competitive threats.
Yep.
There's going to be new businesses that come up, online businesses that maybe aren't local anymore, that are going to try and steal those loyal customers away from you. And so the more that you can maintain and create and keep that conversation going, that relationship going with existing customers and new ones, the less those become competitive threats to you.
Well, one of the things that and this is, to me, this is a classic example of what you're talking about. I'm the most vociferous critic of the creepy encroachment on what I do, the following me around kind of thing. You know how that works, the creepy stuff. I don't like that, and I run away from that. However, there are, I'm going to say, 8 or 10 companies that I like their stuff, and they send me email. Mm-hmm. And I open their email because there may be something that I want in that email. Now, there's a lady who runs an ethnic shop downtown. I love their food. I love cooking with their food. But it's the opposite of the direction I go every day. And I said, look, Irene, you should send me an email every Tuesday to remind me to come down here and buy stuff from you. And you know what? She never has done that. And I don't buy much from her because of that. It's not because I don't want it. I just don't think about it. That email would help me think about it.
Absolutely.
And that's what email, you mean. That's your definition of conversation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And everyone has email. Email is the easiest way to get started. It's the most prolific communication tool right now when it comes to kind of digital conversations, and that's a terrific way to start. And think about it. Email is free. If you have a list of the email addresses for your customers, all you have to do, like you said, is every second Tuesday, send them a newsletter, right? Which is amazing.
Yeah. Hold on. I need a website, please, Jeff.
My website?
Yep.
Gotthelf.co, GOTHELF.co.
All right. And the book is called Sense and Response, available wherever books are sold. Quick break. More about being more nimble and agile is with your data and less irrelevant. How about that? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.